This is 90.9 WBUR. 2 months from today, the first recreational marijuana retail stores are set to open in Massachusetts. The state's Cannabis Control Commission is reviewing hundreds of applications for cannabis businesses, and a new batch just opened up today. But as WBUR's Steve Brown tells us, the head of the commission is tamping down expectations of a robust marijuana industry right out of the gate.
Cannabis Control Commission Chair Steve Hoffman says, don't expect Massachusetts to be like Colorado come July 1st when it comes to marijuana shops.
It's not going to be a large number. You know, I really think it's going to play out over 6 to 12 months past July 1st. And I've said all along, July 1st is the start date, not the end date.
There are two practical challenges facing cannabis businesses as they hope to set up shop. Before they can get a license, they need to reach an agreement with their city or town. Then there's the supply. The only legal cultivation taking place right now is for medical marijuana, and it will take a few months for plants grown for the recreational market to mature. Hoffman says those are factors out of the commission's control.
Given the realities of having to go through the municipal approval process as well as obtaining supply, I think it's fair to say, you know, it's not going to be on every street corner in every city and town in Massachusetts.
On the supply side, Hoffman says he's hoping medical marijuana dispensaries will sell their product to recreational retailers. Still, Hoffman predicts any supply shortage will be temporary.
The supply issues are going to, and I hate this bad pun, but we're going to grow out of them.
So far, the Cannabis Control Commission has received 813 applications for marijuana businesses. By law, the commission cannot begin issuing licenses until June 1st. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.